Kaya Umob, we here at the Sovereign Podcast would like to acknowledge the Whadjuk Noongar people, family, children and elders past and present on the land on which we meet today, Whadjuk Noongar Boodja.
It's a privilege to be standing on Noongar country and we should all be proud to call Boolu and the surrounding waters of the Derbal Yerrigan our home. This is something that's not spoken about at all. As black fellas navigating through uni, we don't get to live in these situations. No. We have to survive in them.
And yeah, now we're here.
Now we're here. We made it this far. Kaya, and welcome to the Sovereign Podcast, a show made by sister girls for sister girls, as well as any other mob and beautiful people who may relate.
We come to you from Boorloo as two First Nations women from the outer regions of WA, with so many stories of home and navigating our lives here in the city.
Central to our show is our black lens and perspective, which comes from our lived experience as black girls in today's society. On the Sovereign Podcast, we will talk about topics that stretch from First Nations affairs to beauty and fashion, navigating university, relationships, life in your 20s, and everything else in between.
We hope that through this podcast, you learn, laugh, and feel the love, comfort, and sisterhood we are bringing to you with every episode. So stay tuned.
Hey, you mob.
It's IJ.
And Shah.
And welcome back to the Sovereign. Charlene.
Sorry. Welcome to the Sovereign Podcast, everyone. How about that? Welcome to the Sovereign Podcast. Oh my God, guys.
Oh my God, guys. Charlene is now finished uni.
I'm finished uni. It's so crazy. I feel like I've developed three extra brain cells. Hey. No, actually, that's a lie. That's a lie. You know why that's a lie? Because I walked in here. Why is everyone laughing at me?
Because why three? Of all the amount of brain cells you could have.
I don't know. It just came. It was the first number in my head, okay? It was my first number in my head. Both of you stopped laughing
Go
at me.
Go off, sis.
But. No, okay, actually, you know what? I lost it. I walked in here and the first thing I said to IJ was, why is this mic like this? I just had a weird Mandela effect moment. I thought the mic was like that.
Yeah, no, okay, so people that can't see what she's doing. We have, like, handheld mics and for some reason she thought they stretched from, like, God knows where.
It was a Mandela effect.
And
I swear.
I said to her, the Mandela effect only is a thing if everyone collectively thinks it was something else. No. She's just the Lulu if she's the only one who thought that.
Yeah, fine, I'm the Lulu. But, like, I genuinely thought it stretches from here. Why did I think that? Like, it stretches from an extension of this big thing here.
Never in this podcasting have we ever had ones like that. Like, she actually...
Oh my God, maybe I am.
Oh my God,
crazy.
Someone said to me the phrase fever dream. And I said, do you even know what that means? Because I don't.
Did they use that out of context or did you not know what it meant?
I don't even know what it means. So I kind of just nodded. I'm like, yeah, that suits the vibe. But what does that even mean? Maybe you had a. Is that what that. Is
maybe
that
it was
context?
A fever dream.
Fever dream
know.
That you had.
I thought fever
a fancy
dreams
mic.
Applied to like. Whenever you have like a trippy moment. Oh, is that a deja vu? Actually, I don't know.
Goodness gracious.
I don't know anything anymore, guys.
Well, speaking of Delulu,
mm-hmm.
I went on a school camp.
Okay.
I was working on it.
Oh, how was that?
It was good. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday with teenagers, boys and girls, year 7 to 12. And we went like to Dunsborough. I've learnt people call it the Holy Mile.
Oh, yes.
The Holy Mile, where it's all those like church-owned camp school things.
Yeah.
And the beach was so pretty.
Oh, I love
But the Camp Delulu was real. On the last night, I was actually Delulu. Like, me and my students were dead laughing about, like, fake fart noises. Never in my life would I ever find that crap funny. Like, it's not funny. But I was that Delulu. We were stuck in the middle of nowhere with, like, no one else.
What are you meant to do?
We literally, like, 2 hours. We were making, like little fart noises.
And, like, that actually sounded so realistic.
Like, crying, laughing. Oh, we didn't go to sleep. That was Delulu, bro. And then when we got back to work, we were like telling the other girls about it that didn't come, and they were like, nah, that's not funny at all, you know? Like,
oh my God.
You had to be there. Understand the desperate times.
Yeah, because when you're in a situation like that and you have nothing
to make
do,
fun,
you have
bro.
To make fun. Were they allowed on their phones?
Yeah, but actually, we think that being on camp, like, made them a bit, like, unplugged, and they, like, just lost it, you know?
Oh, true.
Because they weren't really using their phones. I think they went psycho. Like, they've never lived life with that disconnected. The crazy started coming out.
It just goes to show, like, I don't know. I feel like if I'm not on my phone for a long time, my real personality shows.
That's so true.
And I become unhinged. But it's a good thing.
When I use my phone too much, every second word that comes up my mouth is like a quote from
like a
you
book.
Know, like a meme, a book, a meme.
Oh,
or like
true.
Like a soundbite.
Yes.
That everyone knows. Like, yes. I just quote it all the time.
Yes, it just goes to show our what's the word? Our vocabulary is so influenced by everything that's on our phones.
Literally.
Yeah, that's so true. But Anyways, though, like, was the... Because I was watching your story. I was, you know, in tune with it. What were some of the activities you did while on camp?
Oh, goodness gracious me. It's a leadership camp.
Oh, yeah. So, like, what's your job on the camp?
Oh, I'm a mentor.
Yeah.
So, basically, just, like, minding the kids, like, making sure they're always engaged, having conversations with them, getting to know them, because my bosses do, like, more of the administrative thing.
Yeah.
But I had to run, like, a mock government thing. Mock. Like, we pretended each of the kids were, like, part of government.
Ah,
and
nice.
They had to, like, kind of debate.
Very educational.
Yes. I was given that boring job. The kids were, like, not happy with it. But then they started debating, and it was so cool to see them get passionate about things. There's some students that have, like, lower reading levels, but they were standing up and, like, still chipping in the conversation, calling for the speaker, like, getting into the debate. And I'm like, damn, good on you guys.
Wow.
So that was pretty cool. What did you do on the weekend?
Oh, my God, you're asking me? What did I do?
Bull Radley.
Well, bed. Why? You're the only one who understood that reference.
In her solo episode, she said that at exam time, she becomes a recluse like Boo Radley. I burst out laughing.
Oh, my God. You're the best.
When we read it in school, everyone was walking around being like, Boo Radley.
Boo Radley.
Boo Radley.
Because you're such a bean. But, like, I think my okay, she's talking about To Kill a Mockingbird, guys. You're the only person who actually understood that reference. Wait, why are we laughing? Why are we laughing?
Sorry.
Guys, well, why are we laughing?
I had a sip and it was a bit loud.
Oh. Are you making your coffee at home? This is the first time I've seen this.
I don't want to bring it up, bruh. I actually am getting angry because I see this stupid guy on TikTok and his girlfriend goes, pretends that she's in a coffee shop, but it's in their house. She goes, can I get a white chocolate mocha? And then he has all this funky stuff to make coffee. And I'm
like syrup.
You know what I have?
Brown sugar.
A maginetta. Do you know what a maginetta is?
What's that?
It's a metal thing you put on your stove and you boil the espresso. And it's Povo. It was my nonna's and she gave it to my mum and now I have it and it's so old and busted. I literally asked for a new one for Christmas. That's what I have. My nonna mailed over me grounds of espresso as if there's no Woolies and Coles here.
Wait, so what is a, what's it called?
A maginetta.
What is
it? It's literally like a metal, what? Like a little pot, metal pot thing.
Wait, that we call that a chai tin. Which Maybe. Is like, we literally make our chai in our, in like a pot.
Similar ethnic vibe.
Yeah.
Just metal thing you put on the stove.
Yeah.
So you really think that my coffee's compared to this man's bloody whole bench setup on TikTok or like a big espresso machine that's like hooked up to, you know, the bloody plumbing in a cafe? Like, no, it's just sad bean juice.
Sad bean juice. I love
that. But anyways.
I love that.
Go back to what you were saying, please.
Yeah, no, you laughed.
I don't want to dwell on
it. Dissociated for 2 seconds and then everyone was laughing and I just feel left out, guys. Are you serious? This is the second time.
Late to the party.
Danny and IJ just giggle over everything, and I'm just there like, what's going on? Like a dumb lost child. What was I saying? See, I lost my thought.
Now let me try and remember.
Damn it.
Weekend.
What weekend? What was I talking about? Bed Rogers.
Boo Radley.
Boo Radley. Oh, yeah. What was I saying about goddamn...
Danny, why are you crying?
This is so unhinged. What was I saying about goddamn Boo Radley? What did I say about that fella?
Recluse.
Oh, yeah. Talking about To Kill a Mockingbird. You're the only person who actually understood that reference. A lot of people were replying... Like, everyone listened to my solo episode and was like, also, oh, my God, we made solo episodes.
Yes, we hope everyone enjoyed. That was so strange, eh? Recording?
Yeah. Recording was so alone. I couldn't
do it.
No,
like, feedback?
I couldn't do it. It was so... Oh, my God, it was so weird. I was like, we had to restart, like, 100 times, but it's okay. I was like, where's IJ?
I do think it gives good insight into, like, our personalities, though.
Yeah, but, like, a lot of, like... People, I know, it was like, it was either, it was a really serious episode towards the end, and like a lot of people were like, oh, you know, really like interested in that aspect of it. But then there were like people making fun of my humor and was like, you're so dry and lame.
I was living for the memes. They were cracking
me
up.
Oh, thank you so much.
I actually can't get over the Peppa Pig being haram thing. I understand, like, you know, but
my
watching a fake pig?
Like, my mum never. I feel like my mum never liked Peppa Pig. She was like, you're going to turn into her. You're going to be entitled like her.
she's got a poster of Peppa Pig and she's like, look at that.
Look at that.
You don't want to be like her.
She has like a stick and she'd point to it every morning.
She's got a happy family and like, she's thriving. She's making millions.
Mum actually loves her. You do not look up to someone like that.
Oh my God.
No, but like, yeah, no, that. I feel like my sense of humor was so lame in that. But what was
I
actually saying?
I thought it was hilarious.
We're talking about my weekend. You know what? Like, I did nothing. Bed rot.
You can do that now. Oh my God. Actually, can I say something?
Yeah.
I mean this in the nicest possible way. Like, yeah, I mean it as a compliment.
To me?
Yes. Listening to your solo episode, I'm like, oh my God, she literally is the, like,
Don't.
The, you know, embodiment of the, like, you know, like the rotting bedrock girl, like...
No!
Like,
like, do you know what I mean? I know who you're talking about.
No, but not in a bad way. Like, it's the right aesthetic. Like, those people that are just, like, so... have so much to say. Like, the cogs are turning in their head,
Oh, my God, that means
a
lot, actually.
That's what I... Exactly. It's giving, like, Madeline Argy, like...
Jay.
It is, but in a black way.
I know what you mean. A black way.
But in, like, a way of, like, you're just
sitting
there.
I know what you mean.
What you're thinking is coming out your mouth.
Oh, like, what's the word?
Do you know what I'm saying? There's no filter.
There's
it's,
no
like,
filter.
Very... very authentic. Thoughts.
What's it called?
Girl, I don't know. But
fuel of thought? I don't know.
You just, like you said,
thanks,
things with no filter. And I was
like,
yes.
Oh, that means a lot.
And it felt like we weren't, like, listening to a speech, but more so, like, following your thought path.
Yes. Oh, my God. I love that. And also, I was going to say the same thing about yours, but, like, in a more, like...
Mine was chaos.
I felt like yours was, like, just so funny. The stories. Oh, my God, girl. That story of you...
Getting grabbed?
Oh, which
one? Driving off a cliff.
Driving off a cliff.
There's a lot.
That one messed me up. I was like, no, I don't know. I can't believe you've been in a near-death experience like that.
I put up, like, an Instagram sticker, and I'm like, what's your... Give the episode in a
what
couple words.
What did I reply with?
Chaos.
Yeah. No, that's...
They said chaotic.
But I felt like I was listening to, like... Just the most interesting person I've... And you're the most interesting person I know in my life. You've topped everyone that I know. Everyone's so boring.
My brain could definitely be used in a study.
Oh, my God. I love it, though. You know what? She's lived a life, and we are so... I'm so grateful to have her because, like, you know, if I'm ever stuck in a situation like that, then I'm just going to go to you. I feel like you
I've probably been through it, to be honest.
I love that for sure. Yeah, we blessed in the West, no doubt. North to the South, all we're about is keeping all the mob together. We stay on forever because we want it better. Say now. So... today's episode, well, we will be talking and delving into some very adult conversations now. Like, I feel
speaking
like...
about lived a life.
Yeah, speaking about lived a life, IJ and I have reached a stage in our life where we are both kind of...
I think we're, like, employment, jobs, and, like, career path is at the forefront of what we're going through.
Yeah, there's no messing around now. We've had our little, you know, fun times.
Yeah,
but
just list off some of the jobs you've had.
That I've personally had.
Yeah.
I've had, okay, so I've worked at the cinemas for 3 years.
Oh, what?
Yeah, not a lot of people know that, but, like, I worked at the cinemas in, like, my little minimum wage years. I spent some time at this, like, retail place. I've done a few corporate jobs. Is it rent?
Yep.
I knew it. It's rent.
It happened last time.
Yeah, you know, this is a thing now. And I've done a few corporate jobs. But at the moment, my status of employment is I have a job, but I'm yet to...
Like, start it?
Start it, yeah. I'm starting it in 2 weeks, actually. But
oh, cool.
Anyways, what about you?
I've had so many jobs. My first job was when I was 12.
Oh, wow, babysitting, hey.
No, it was, like, a family, member of my family had a food truck.
Oh, yeah.
I worked in that for, like, 3-4 years, selling Luxa. I was actually boss. That was so
fun. Oh, that's fun. Were you paid?
Yeah, of course. It was really fun.
My first job was not paid. That's why I didn't include
Ooh.
It.
Oh, girl.
It was, again, helping out in, like, families,
true.
Like,
store.
No,
I was very lucky. My family paid me. Lol.
That's good. I was in the trenches.
I worked... retail, I babysat 6 kids under 6 twice a week for 2 years.
Oh, that's good.
No, that was crazy. I actually could do a whole episode on, like, my babysitting horror stories.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, in my episode, I didn't add in the part where I was babysitting and the house got broken into.
That's a good one.
What else did I do? I've run social media for a couple places. I've obviously worked as an Aboriginal liaison officer. And... Mm-hmm. I just got a new job.
Oh, my God. Same. Oh, my God. We're on the same boat.
Yeah, we're on the new job front.
Yeah, we are.
Which is scary.
Yeah.
Well, for you, you're like, is your new job, like, related to your
degree? No.
Oh.
It's not. It's related to my past job experiences in,
Equity?
Equity? Equity? In, I guess, like, more like... HR, cultural capability, social work, all of that sort of stuff. It's kind of related to that. And diversity, equity.
Cool.
But, like, I wouldn't say it's in
focus,
the diversity
yeah.
side anymore. But, yeah. I guess what... Oh, my God. Why did I breathe like that? On this episode, we wanted to discuss, for those who are you know, I feel like we're both on different, kind of different paths right now. I finished uni recently, thank God. And IJ is currently still at university, but I guess you're almost.
Yeah, I'm kind of like midway through, but I think like what we're at right now, even though we've both found jobs, your job is specific to like your work experience and your strengths, whereas I'm leaving a job that like exercises my strengths to go to a more degree related work.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'm literally doing it for the sole purpose.
So how did you decide that's the job you want from the job that you actually have, you know, experience in?
That was really, 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 really hard. I literally had tears in my eyes, like, putting my resignation in. No. Because I work with children, so that's, like, I work with children, so that's really tough to leave. It's like, I've used the analogy of, like, dropping your kids off at a school camp and just hoping they'll be fine. Like, leaving them is really, really hard for me. But it got to the point where I was like, I'm working myself to the bone, to the point where it's impacting my university negatively for a job that's not even law related. At least if I'm going to give my hours and time and, like, work and effort to a job, it might as well be helping me excel in something that will, like, partner up with my degree. Do you know what I mean?
That's good.
So, yeah, I'm moving to a corporate job.
Welcome to the dread. I'm so scared. No, you're going to slay
it. But the people are really nice.
Yeah, that's good.
And it's doing government compliance and legislation review, like, environmental law.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so it's interesting.
And it's really related to your degree.
Yeah.
That's really, really related to your degree.
Yes, but it's very scary.
It would be, right? But I feel like you would slay it. And I don't know. I what makes you... Okay, this is a question, hard-hitting question for you. So when it comes to deciding that it's right for you, like, what do you want to gain out of this job?
Yeah, well, one big thing I thought was if I get there and I regret it, at least I can say I tried.
Yeah.
Like, I can, at least I can say I did it and saw if it worked. Like, you have to give it a try. Like, that was my main thing that I wanted to get out of it, that I could at least see if that kind of work is something that I could pursue for the rest of my life or not. Mm. So that's probably the main thing that I hope to gain from it. And just, like, a lot of accolades on my CV, to be quite honest with you, which is a sad thing.
That's the thing, hey.
It's sad. But law is so...
It's so competitive.
So competitive. And it's competitive. All about your CV.
It's all about your CV. It's all about the people you know. It's all about what experience you have in. If you don't have experience in a law firm, are you even qualified to be a lawyer? That's the thing they look out for the most. In fact, I don't know how you're in university... Actually, wait. We shouldn't really talk about a university. I don't want to, like... crap on each other's universities or anything like that. But, like, with mine, it's kind of like you have to do an extension of training to be qualified to be a lawyer.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, 2 years hardcore training. Otherwise, you're not going to make it. And that's the part that daunts people, I guess, because it's like it's the people you know. You want to be in a stable environment. You want to get those qualifications. You want to get there. But that's the daunting part of it. And personally, that's what's made me... In particular to my law degree, that's what's made me kind of drift away from delving into that. Like, I would love to, you know, get the experience of being in a law firm. I understand that. But then I've slowly started to drift away from having, I don't know, I'm starting to drift away from law as, again, it's like that money versus passion.
Oh, my God, yeah. But, like, especially with law, there's... I'm learning that there's such, like, diverse ways to, like, use your
utilize
law degree.
Utilize it, yeah.
And that's a really stereotypical way to just climb up the corporate ladder, like, do really law, like, black and white work. Whereas, like, there are so many... I've heard from a lot of people that know lawyers that work in things that, like, are not... Like, the job title is not lawyer. Do you know what I mean? Because the degree, once you do it, you know how it just completely shifts the way of thinking, like, critical thinking, problem solving, research... It shifts your brain. I feel like it makes you good at any job because you've just learned how to think in a really organized, like, type A kind of way. So
what's
I feel like,
called?
Yeah.
What's it called? Transferable skills.
Yeah, no, the transferable skills of the degree, I would say, are really good, even if you don't want to be a lawyer. But, yeah, that's why I'm pretty adamant I don't want to work corporate law, because I have just seen the only thing that keeps people going in corporate law is the hunger for money.
Money.
It is. They work I've heard people, like, casually say in videos of their, like, day in the life, like, oh, I have dinner and dessert and, like, late-night snacks at the office because I'm here until, like, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 p.m. And I'm like, sorry, that's not a life I look to live. Yes, you know, your boss, like, might put on a dinner, but, like, why are you at work at dinner time? Do you know what I mean? Like they're like, oh, my God, like, my boss took us out for dinner and then we went back to the office. I'm like, girl, you should be at home.
Yeah.
You should be at home.
Yeah.
So
you're a slave to your system.
You know, I'd rather miss the perks and have my own life and autonomy and, like, time to close the laptop than be, like, someone's slave.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't that so true, though?
You know, the law lecturers, some of them still have those old attitudes. They're like, for the first couple of years, you are just going to be someone's slave. You do need to be available 24/7. Like, they're reinforcing these old ways of working that are not particularly healthy, just in the name of it being, like, what you've got to do, toughen up. And I'm like, no, I work for the same degree that you got. There's no saying that I need to go and ruin my life for a couple of years to, like, climb up some ladder that I don't particularly care about.
That's the thing, hey, you just listed all the things of all the reasons why I am drifted away from law and I'm actually not going to be a lawyer anymore.
Yeah, I just...
I don't know if that was obvious. I think this is crazy, right? When we first started this podcast, we were really talking about, you know, wanting to be lawyers and we were wanting to... I feel like you would be amazing at that. And I love how you got this opportunity that's enabled you to experience and delve into what it's like working in a law corporate environment. But I think having seen it and even just having a taste of it for, like, I don't know, I had it for a little while, it just made me drift away from it a bit more. And I noticed how money hungry these people were. They were literally burning themselves out. And, you know, like, I understand some of us just want to reach our career dreams, and because we romanticize this career that we want so much, we tend to lose ourselves and it's scary. So I'd rather, like, that's when, like, the whole, you know, are we doing it for money or are we actually passionate about it?
Yeah, definitely. People that burn themselves out for money, like, lose their passion. If they started with a passion, they're definitely losing it.
Yeah.
Like, driving themselves into the ground. And one big thing in law school, I have, like, a sticker on my laptop. It says, don't forget why you started. Like, that's what beautiful. I just, like, keep reminding myself.
Yeah.
But if it gets to the point where you really can't remember, you really don't know how you got here, you really don't know why you're doing this, then, like, sir, leave your job.
Yeah,
like,
leave your job.
You're not meant to be doing that.
Society, like, makes us glamorize all these amazing jobs and stuff like that. But it's just kind of like, I don't know if I can see myself being unhappy like that.
Do you know what my thing is? My mental thing is, if you do something you're passionate about, you are eventually bound to hit, like, a niche or to hit, like, some kind of success. Surely, if you are so passionate about your job and you're so good at it, how could you not reap financial rewards eventually? Because someone's going to need your skill, your expertise, your passion for the job, you know, like, that's my thing. It's like, yeah, you might not choose to work in law. I might not choose to work in corporate law, and I might go to a legal advice or, like, in-house lawyer that makes way less than a corporate lawyer. But, like, surely if that's what I want to do and I'm passionate about that, or you go off and do a passion project or start a job that you're passionate about, the finances, even though they might not be as grand and big as corporate law when you start, surely they'll come back to you.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I think. You're not bound to live a miserable life if you're doing something you're passionate about.
That's so wise.
Do you know what I mean, though? That's my thing.
I understand that 100%.
And think about it, too. Longevity, we will probably be able to stay in our jobs longer if we're passionate about it than people that took the check up front doing corporate law just wanting money, but then eventually they get burnt out and they don't want to do it anymore and then they quit. And also, law is known for having the worst mental health in their students and their postgraduate workers.
I've read that. it's a
statistic that keeps coming up and up and up. And law schools can put on X, Y, and Z events to try and, like, fix people's mental health, but as long as you drill into them that they're meant to do one thing after they graduate, you're contributing to the problem.
You are. That's so true.
If you want to work corporate, go ahead. But make sure that you want to be there.
Yeah, that's
money
true.
Comes and goes.
I feel like a lot of people had that mindset. It would be, 100% better. That's why I think, I don't know. I'm just going to say, I feel like I don't have, like, the stream of consciousness right now. But I feel like if you just do something you love, it works out for you in the long run. If you're doing something you're actually passionate about, it works out for you in the long run. Like, I'm not saying, like, I don't know. I don't think my kids are going to have any future doctors anymore because, like, everyone wants to be a rapper or a TikToker nowadays. But I feel like if you do something you're passionate about and you're actually invested in and you want to make a living out of it, you might, yeah, you definitely might, it might work out for you in the long run.
Yeah. And that's not to say that we're being ignorant to people that actually don't have option to, like, follow their passions.
Yeah.
Because trust me, I understand that. I think you understand that. We all understand. We've, you know, both our parents have worked jobs they probably don't want to just to make money. We've worked jobs we didn't want to just to make money.
Just to make money, yeah.
Like, it happens. It does. But in the grand sense of if you have a choice at the end of the day and you have the freedom to choose, why choose something that you're like, your heart doesn't want, but your wallet does?
Your wallet does. If you're stuck in a field that you've, like, wanted to be in since you were 14, like, I don't know. I just feel like, yeah, like, if it's something that you truly want, you just need to have the permission to ask yourself, like, would I be better off doing something else? I don't know. I feel like, personally for me, I've outgrown that mindset of, yeah, I was, like, romanticizing law so much. I want to be a lawyer. I want to walk in with my coffee. I want to wear all these suits. I want to wear heels and get my hair done every second day. I don't know. I was romanticizing it so much that I just realized it's not what I want. I outgrew it. And I feel like, again, we were talking about transferable skills. You can utilize your degree to anything you want. But that's why law's not for me anymore.
Well, it's good you've come to that conclusion. Some people aren't brave enough to.
I know.
Because they think, I've just done my degree.
It's not a wasted degree.
It's not. Any degree isn't a waste. You spent the hours learning something, and if you passed, you obviously gained some kind of skills and knowledge.
And you can always go back.
Yeah, you definitely can.
You can always
go back. It's not a waste. It's not a waste.
It's not. I mean, I don't know. I'm taking, personally for me, I'm taking a semester off to actually just, like, work, kind of just figure myself out, and maybe if I want to go back to it, I can go back to it. Or I can just do a course and do something else that I'm actually passionate about. Because I kind of see that, like, I don't know. I feel like everyone says stuff like, oh, I'm going to do this and this. Have you seen that TikTok trend that's like, oh, what am I going to do with my communications degree?
Oh, yes.
Just talk.
I posted one on my story today. It was like, what am I going to do with my law degree? And it was like, commit crime. I'm not going to commit crimes, guys. The biggest crime I commit is jaywalking.
Oh,
I love to jaywalk.
Yeah,
these long legs are made for jaywalking.
Same. That's the only thing I do. Or, like, I feel like this is not a crime, but going into, like, the shops and taking the grapes, I don't know if that's a crime or not.
Ew! Yeah, how would you do that?
They wash them.
No, they don't.
What kind of markets do you go to?
Ew. And do you know, in my solo episode, I was talking about people too.
Yeah, I know.
I went in the grapes and I was empty. That's you.
I'm that person. I'm that person. But, like, I don't know.
What? You just get hungry.
Okay, first of all, I just do it because, like, I just want to taste it. Like, no, I don't know. It's just, like, a little habit. I feel like that's the worst crime I've committed. But if
you should go to jail for that.
Well, how's that disgusting? They wash it. Okay, I grew up in Bunbury. We used to have the Bunbury markets.
Girl.
And they literally, it's the most cleanest fruit ever. Like, I always say this. Every time I used to walk into those markets as a kid, like, I hated it. My mom would pick me up from school. It'd be a hot day. I'd be like, Mom, I don't want to go there. And then she'll force me to go there. And then, like, everyone's just in a bad mood. So I used to just go to the markets and just pick out the fruit.
Fair enough.
I was that kid.
If you're missing any grapes, you know whose little hands have been on them.
It's always the red seedless ones. Just letting you know.
Stay away. What a place to be. Living in the middle of the hills and the sea.
It's so real to me that I get to chase my dream. My friends and my family, I mean. Talk to me about how you've learned to, like, value yourself and ground yourself while doing a degree that's really romanticized the idea of being on the grind constantly.
Oh, my God, it has, yeah. I also have to, like, remind myself that we talked about this before, like, the whole, like, oh, you're getting hired because you're black, or you're getting favored because you're black, or, like, they're meeting a KPI because of you, and I'm like, that's really rude.
So you
have to, like, stay strong in yourself, to be honest. How do I value myself? I mean, for example, with my new job, I had to, like, negotiate the money I was getting paid, and in my, like, grind mindset, I was like, oh, I said to my mum, I'll let them charge this, and then if they think I work hard enough and they think I do good enough, I'll let them give me a raise. She was like, what? Why would you do that? Just tell them to amp up the price to start with, you know, like the hourly rate. I was like, no, like, they can start here, and then if I do good enough, they can give me a raise if they think I deserve it. Like, I was letting external, like, people value me. She was like, no, you need to value yourself. You need to pull apart the experience that you have and the skills you have to kind of create a value.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, you don't have to work your way up and ask for a raise when they think you're good enough. Like, start out knowing that you're good enough because you know that you have X, Y, and Z skills that they will utilize while you're in their workplace. You know what I mean? Even though you're new, it doesn't mean you're useless. You still bring all the experiences you've had from your other jobs and your life experience to your new job. Like, you're not good enough until they say so. You're good enough when you start.
Yes, we have to value ourselves and we need to ground ourselves constantly.
Yeah, I mean, just remember, like, nothing is the be-all and end-all.
No,
for sure. If you are that miserable, leave the job. Even if you just started, just do what you need to do.
Leave.
You'll find a way.
We've all been there, though. We've all been in jobs that burn us out. And then also with the money negotiating thing, the fact that we have to think like that, like, collectively, like, we have to... I mean, if you're getting offered, like, 4 jobs, right, and you're comparing them to price, yeah, that's so, like, again, we live in a capitalist society.
True.
You have to think about that sort of stuff. Especially in this economy, like, who can afford... who can afford things, right? So... Yeah, that's important. But then you're kind of neglecting a part of yourself and your values just for a job that pays you more, right? So it's hard to ground yourself and value yourself and let these companies define who you are, your skills, your mindset. But we've all been there. We've all been burnt out to the max.
Definitely. I think also, like, having an outlet's really good, especially if you are just stuck for the moment in a job that you're there for the money. Like, I know it is hard. Like, even part of... why I asked to raise the price was because my mom was like, well, you can't just work to live. You need to have some kind of savings. Because at the moment, you're not even saving anything based on what you're getting paid. Like, you do need to amp it up so that you get money.
Is that why you got a new job?
No. It's literally for the whole, like, law-related job thing. Because I love my students. I would stay forever if I could.
But you need to progress.
You need to upskill. Yeah. In the job that I'm in, I've kind of reached the pinnacle of that job in the 2 years I've been there. There's no going up. There's no, like, pinnacle of being an ALO.
Yeah.
Anywhere. There's no Prime Minister ALO. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've kind of done all there is to do. So it was, like, a natural thing I had to move along.
It's part of life.
It is. It's so tricky, but...
Like, I'm glad you
things
made that
are always
decision.
There for you. They don't disappear.
Oh, they don't disappear for sure. They don't disappear for sure. And, like, I love seeing people who they tirelessly work and they tirelessly put an effort in their normal life, everyday jobs. But then they also have their passion projects on the side. There's, you know, a sister girl who wants to open up her activewear brand, and she's worked so hard for it. And that the reason why she's worked so hard for it is just so she can do that. There's someone else who has. Stingray? Okay. To someone else who has, you know, they grind in order to actually fulfill what they've wanted to fulfill for a long time. Like, stuff like that. Like, I don't know. I'm really in awe of people who have that mindset and want to do it. And I only wish to do something like that. And that's where my mindset's going. I want to open up passion projects. I want to partake in passion projects. I mean, personally, a passion project of mine is definitely, like, I don't know... Like, I don't know. I'm trying to, like...
Well, this podcast
I guess
is definitely
so.
One.
I guess so. I mean, I feel like it's fun. I feel like it's a fun, like, little passion project as well. And it's enabled me to have conversation and just, again, as we said, maybe, I don't know, potentially have... I mean, if you guys listen a lot, you know, like, if you give us some streams, then you never know. We could be, like, famous. But it's just stuff like that. Like, it's like you need to invest some time in a hobby, in a passion... that could potentially give you your dream job.
I've known a lot of people around our age and a little bit older that kind of find themselves in, like, slumps. Do you know what I mean? Like, in job-wise, they're like, have I done enough? Where do I go? What do I do?
Exactly.
What's our advice for those people? Because I feel like, never mind law, just in life, I feel like everyone questions it. Or, like, you get to, like, midway of your degree and people finish the degree solely for the reason that they're like, oh, I've gotten this far. Might as well keep going.
Danny, I want to ask you, are you allowed to, do you want to be on this... segment?
Surprise! There's someone else here in the room with us all the time.
Danielle, Raphael, everybody.
I'm here. What were you going to ask?
I was going to ask. So, Danny, what's your current job? In the nicest way possible.
Looking at babysitting you two.
We just boss her around.
You're my boss. My job is content producer.
So, you've obviously, like, do you have a degree in this?
I have a degree in communications and media.
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
And
can I ask a question?
Yeah.
What on earth is communications?
Yeah, exactly. So it's
my sister's studying that currently.
It spans everything from film to journalism, which was my major.
Yeah.
It could be, you know, literature. It's really anything that covers the communication.
Is this something you've always wanted to do? Like, in high school, in growing up? Like, is this something you've always wanted to do?
When I was a kid, I wanted to be a doctor.
But
I've always had that entertainment, performance, writing part of me. Like, when I was a kid, I would write scripts and write plays and write radio programs for me and my cousins, and we would perform them or film them or, you know, get them on camera and then show our parents. So that's literally my job now. Like, I write scripts, I work in a position that I can use those skills, podcasting. But did I think I was going to be producing podcasts at a radio station? No.
Yeah.
I think that's just the beauty of, you know,
life,
developing skills, attaining skills, and then using those to kind of just like create your own path and finding, like you were saying before, law is just a degree, and there are so many jobs under that umbrella that you could probably apply for, and then, you know, develop on that.
Almost every prime minister has a law degree.
Yeah, almost every politician actually has a law. You're right, and that's just solely from their transferable skills. That's why they feel so entitled to speak all the time.
True.
Yeah. I think it's more about the skills than the actual piece of paper,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Like, you know, I've worked in print media, I've worked in radio, obviously. I'm also a teacher. Like, there are so many transferable skills. You're not ever married to one or the other.
I love that so much.
That's
See, that's
good.
A good piece of advice.
From an elder.
Yeah, Danny's like...
I'm 26 now, so yeah.
we're just joking, Danny. I think Danny said it, in a sense. Because if you're in a slump, if you have all these skills that you've learned, don't give up there. That's not the end goal. You know, like, there's so many ways you can apply your skills. So many ways you can, delve into one passion project and then see what comes out from the other side. There's just so many different ways.
And also, just think abstractly.
Break 100%.
It down. Don't think, I have a law degree, so I have law skills. Break it down to the nitty-gritty. Sit there, pause for a second and go, I'm good at communicating. I know how to do an Excel spreadsheet. If you go down to that kind of nitty-gritty, write it all out and see how many of those are transferable to a completely different discipline, because bets are you'll be able to work in some other unrelated job to a degree. You know what I mean? Like, this year in my job, I just felt like I wasn't doing enough. And I've just done like a slideshow to wrap up the whole year. And we did so much. But in the time, I thought that I was like, had no skills. I wasn't doing enough. I wasn't getting enough done. But now in retrospect, I realize I've done so much, gained so much. Mm-hmm. So like, literally pause and break it down.
Mm.
All the skills you've attained from different jobs, from different life experiences. You know, like, I feel like if I was sat in a job interview, I'd say, look, I've crashed my car, I've locked myself out of my apartment, I've done X, Y, and Z, so give me a problem and I think cope with it really well.
That's a great point. Can I ask you both a question? Because we all come from ethnic backgrounds.
I know what you asked, but yeah.
Was there ever an expectation that you do a certain job and that job was on a pedestal, so therefore you aspired to climb to that? And because it wasn't actually what you wanted, there's an element of unhappiness that comes with that. Did you ever experience that coming from an ethnic family?
Because
I know I definitely did.
Yeah.
To a degree. My parents are great, but to a degree.
You were telling them you wanted to be a doctor. You didn't help yourself.
I just liked watching RPA, you know, the surgery and Grey's Anatomy. I just liked watching that. And
Chicago Med, everyone.
I thought that's what being a doctor was like. Obviously, it's not.
No, it's not. There's not, excluding the drama in Grey's Anatomy, I don't know what the show's about.
Yeah.
I can't tell you. I did not learn anything medical. That's a good question, Danny. And I have a brown dad. If you're not a doctor, lawyer, or engineer, you're a disappointment. No, period.
Put that on the shirt.
Everyone tells me, they're like, my parents would never force me to do something. And I'm like, I wish I can relate. Because, I don't know, maybe it's because they use the excuse, I moved across the world for you, just so you can have an education and get somewhere in life. They use that excuse oh, it's not an excuse. I feel like it's a reason. Mm. They have their own, you know, trauma dealing with that. I'm never going to judge them for that, you know. But I've always had that I solely chose to study law because out of those three, I'm not good at science. I can't do medicine. Mm. My mum's a nurse. So she was always like, go in the medical field because there's not a lot of nurses.
So many black fellas are in medical field as well.
They are.
Aboriginal health workers.
So many, so many. And it's an amazing thing. We need more. We need more black fellas in those fields because it ensures that we're closing the only way for us to close the gap in health anyways is to be there, to be in health. True. And do things for mob and, you know, we're the only, you know, we're literally leaving a legacy. So, and then my dad as well, his occupation is very engineering, and his dad was an engineer. So I just always had that expectation that I was going to fall into something like that. And then obviously when I said I wanted to be a lawyer, I didn't really want to be a lawyer. In fact, look at me now. I'm literally saying on my whole chest, I'm not going to be a lawyer. Mm. I'm going to use this transferable skills that I have to get there. It took a lot of convincing both my parents. I just think as long as personally, I know this is so lame, but as long as I'm happy in life and I'm content, sure. Then I think my parents will be fine.
Accept yeah. It's yeah. not lame, and I know this is the final thing I say, and then I'm going to put my microphone down
because
I'm
meant
to be behind the scenes. But
you're our first guest.
I am your first guest. Thank you, thank you. Sound effects, claps.
Can you put that in there?
We can put some claps in there. Whatever you two do, you are going to excel because you have just the most rich life experiences and incredible personalities and are just so resilient. So whatever you decide to do, as long as you're happy, I think you're going to do incredible. Aww. Okay, bye.
We love Danny, guys.
Oh, that's so cute.
Oh, it's actually so sweet. But yeah, no, those are it's like a lot of, I feel like a lot of ethnic kids would have no choice but to stay in their career because the expectations from their parents.
Yeah, I think...
Even though it's damaging.
Yeah. Weirdly enough, my parents kind of did the hard work in, diverting the family expectation.
I guess generational curse.
Yeah, it's kind weird. Kind of. Don't get too excited. So, my dad pursued... They both pursued arts. My dad pursued, literal art.
Mm-hmm.
And my mum pursued music. So, there was actually... My mum actually wanted me to keep pursuing music, so I, was doing singing my entire life. And then when I got old enough, I did it for money. I did weddings, funerals.
Oh, my gosh.
Festivals, all different kinds of things I sung.
Sung.
For money. But then it got to the point where I was literally, a puppet. I just was, doing it for the money, and I got so sick of it. And then I told my mum I didn't want to sing anymore, and she got really upset by that. So that's kind of one pressure that I had. But actually, I think the pressure in my family was to be good at something.
Yeah.
You cannot be bad at anything. If you're going to be something, you be it excellently. My brother is a mixed martial arts, state champion, and they wouldn't have it any other way. I was, the academic one. I excelled really well, really highly in school. You know, you get 98%, and they say, what happened with the other two? Where's the missed mark? So it was just it was just an expectation to be excellent.
To be excellent,
you know,
yeah.
And it was kind of like your family. It was like, you know, my mum's family came to Australia on a boat. My grandmother's and my dad's family did so much work in their communities. It's like we have no excuse but to be good.
Excel.
It's almost like our family legacy is being excellent at things.
And when you break that little cycle, it's like...
Yeah, it's not even like a specific field. It's just, be great at it.
Great.
And I think I ingrained that in my head. And so when they found out I was going to law school, no one pressured me to go. But they were like, oh, my God, yay. I probably dug myself deeper in going to law school. Because now everyone's very happy that I'm there. So when I'm, struggling, my mom's like, why? What's wrong? What, you don't study enough, rah, rah, rah. And I'm like,
oh,
girl,
gosh.
You wouldn't know with your music degree.
Exactly. You wouldn't know with your music degree. That is so true, hey? And, also being the eldest sibling, I feel like... I had so much pressure on me just to do this and this and this, set an example, blah, blah, blah. My sister, who's a year and a half younger than me, she's literally studying media and communications like you were, Danny.
Mm.
And she's...
Sorry, I'm back. I have something to say.
Oh my God. No, we love your thoughts.
This Danny and her 2 cents. We love it.
But yeah, no, she's literally studying a media and communications degree because she wants to be like a fashion editor, which is so boss.
That's cool.
My mum laughed her head off when she said that, but like, I promise you, my mum understood when she saw my sister's passion for it, my sister's like motivation for it, her strive for it. She was like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to work for Vogue. I'm going to work for all these major fashion companies. And she was like going off and telling my mom, I'm going to break this generational curse. My brother's like useless at the moment. I borrowed $5 from him the other day. But bear in mind, he's 17. I borrowed $5 in cash from him because I needed it. I don't carry cash. Tell me why he goes on his Snapchat story talking about people always want money from me.
Some people
need to realize that people work hard. I'm like, bro, I just borrowed $5. Tell him all his mates. People like always use me. I'm so like, bro, shut up. But anyways,
go on.
I feel like that's such a 17-year-old boy. But yeah, no, I feel like it's like you're like a guinea pig when you're the first child.
Are we all the older siblings?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I'm a teacher, and someone in my dance class came up to me the other night and was like, "You give older sister energy."
Are you not an older sister? Exactly.
I am old. I'm the oldest in the family, like, and in my immediate family. Yeah, I've only got a younger sister.
Me too.
But they were like, "You give older sister vibes."
You do, Danny.
Do I give older sister vibe?
You give older sister vibe.
But you're not particularly like. But what does that mean with us? I think it means headstrong. I think it means
interesting.
I think it means like. Headstrong, assertive, organized.
Guinea pig, like you were saying.
Yeah.
Oh, understanding. I would say empathetic.
Yeah, I'm so empathetic, but I'm also so tough.
Exactly.
So it's a balance.
I feel like I feel like from what I see from you, I feel because, you know, you've been there, we've been there. You give up older siblings, not because you're older than us and not in a cruel way, but because...
26. No,
but like, I feel like only an older sister would be as empathetic, understanding and kind as you.
Yeah, that's true.
Middle children, I feel
spoiled.
Like they don't get it.
Give zero Fs.
But so you do interesting,
have,
isn't it?
But you do have older
sisters. And thank you. Okay, I'm going again.
I love that. No, she come
disappeared.
Back.
She's not here anymore.
Wow, what an eye-opening yarn. And maybe we can't play our game.
Why don't we just do one each and then we do sovereignty quickly?
One each? But there's so much.
Okay. Before we hit sovereignty,
we're going to do a little
guessing game.
We're
going to have an occupation in front of us and the other person has to guess what the occupation is based on yes or no questions.
Do you want to do that? Okay, we'll do yes or no questions. How about that? I found mine. Okay, some of these are unhinged. I wrote these down. I thought it would be fun to have a little game because I don't think we've played a game on this podcast before. So it would be cute to just like, I don't know, have something fun for yous, Mob, because we love
cue game show music.
Welcome back to the Sovereign.
Oh my god, I have a friend that like does like a cheesy radio intro for us. He's like. Isaiah and Charlene on the Sovereign podcast.
We should get him into record. $1 million. Okay. Do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
You go first, babes.
So when you say you go first, do I ask the questions or do I?
Okay. I'll ask questions.
Okay. All right. So I have an occupation in front of me.
Occupation. Okay. Oh my god, this could go anywhere.
Yeah.
Do you think you need a degree for this occupation?
No.
Oh, okay.
Like, if you... Okay, here's a... Okay, I'm not going to complicate things.
Don't. Otherwise, you'll... Okay.
It'll take too long.
Okay. Is this occupation, like, rare? Like, there's, like they're hard to find, like, if you need one?
No, but it takes... I guess it takes work.
Okay. What on earth? I was going to say, is this occupation Australian? What the hell? Okay. Do you know anyone that does this job?
Yeah, actually. Funny what? Enough. Actually, I feel like I know a lot of people who... Do you want me to show you? I'm showing Danny. I feel like a lot of people can do it. A lot of people I know can do it.
You're going to kick yourself when you know what it is.
Could I do it?
Yes. I feel like you have the potential to.
Is it like stripper or something?
Hold on.
This podcast is PG.
Yes. Exotic dancer.
Exotic dancer. Does it involve, like, working with other people? No.
No. You can do it on your own. This does can, but you can do it on your own.
Does it make you a lot of money?
Actually, yeah.
What?
It makes you a lot of money.
I'm stumped. Does anyone listening, like, get it? Because I don't.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you need technology to do it?
Yes.
Oh.
You're getting so warm.
Oh, yeah. Like influencer?
Oh, close. If you want a hint, I can give you. But
yeah,
like,
go.
I feel like,
please give me a hint.
I feel like you're so close, though.
If it's not influencer, okay, is it like YouTuber?
Oh, close.
Is it like TikToker?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Like
TikToker. Because, guys, believe it or not, Charli D'Amelio makes more than doctors.
Oh, no, I believe that. Of course I do.
That is so true. Hey, more than politicians, more than anything. So you can literally be a TikToker. Okay, ew, hot take. I don't like it when guys make TikToks. I feel like if I know a guy, if I'm talking to a guy and he says immediately, oh, yeah, like, I make TikToks. I'm like, go to war.
About what?
I'm like, I miss men going to war. God damn. I miss them going to war.
It's probably like...
used to go to war until TikTok came up.
No, you know what it is? It's like, although when they film all the like buildings in Europe and they're like, you know, men used to carve these like amazing sculptures.
And now they make TikToks.
About like fishing.
Now they make
TikToks. Anyways.
And smell like strawberry shortcake vape.
Okay, I've got one.
Okay. So do I need to go to university or get a degree?
No.
Oh, what? Okay. Oh, crap. I don't even know this. Is it a job that requires me to work in a team?
Ooh, nah.
Is it a high-paid job?
For some people.
No, come on. Really?
No.
Really?
It's one of those things. You either hit or miss, bro.
Do I... Can I, like, if I'm walking across the street and I ask someone what the occupation is, would this potentially be an answer?
No.
Or would it be rare to, like...
Rare. Or someone says they do it, like, on the side.
What? Is it, like... I don't know, like a writer?
Kind of.
Like an author?
No.
Oh.
Danny!
Oh, God. Wait, I know this. Singer.
Kind of.
Rapper.
Yes.
Rapper. Wait, actually,
reference,
I remember.
She got that because Danny was dancing.
Yeah, Danny was holding up gang signs.
Don't.
Wait, I got one. I wrote
really?
This one. I'm so proud of myself.
Okay.
Wait, okay. All right, look.
If you're proud of yourself, is it entrepreneur?
No.
Because you, like, spelled it? Because I can't spell it.
I can't spell entrepreneur. What's it? I don't even know how to say that. I love this one.
But like job.
But like it
she wrote
be.
Rich white man on one of these. How was I meant to
No, because like you could ask like it's a like I don't know. I didn't think we would ask the questions. I feel like we would have acted it out because I had a soundbite for this.
Okay, go on, do your soundbite.
I don't want to do my soundbite. I want you to guess. But then I'm like, oh, whatever.
Okay, actually, your soundbite can be a clue or
okay, I'm indigenous to this country.
Pauline Hanson.
Yeah, I wrote this down. I wanted us to
what
play like a charade.
Just because you got your cave paintings.
Just because you got your cane paintings and your dream time stories.
Wait, yeah, what to the girl? She's like, oh, if I'm not indigenous to this land, where am I from?
England.
Yeah, your boy, he had to put the city on the map. Boorloo, my sister girl, you know exactly where it's at.
So that was our conversation regarding employment. And, you know, we're at different pages and stages of our lives. IJ is girl bossing and I'm proud of you. And I'm amazed by you and your success and everything you're going to do in the future. I can't wait to go around saying, oh, my God, that's my girl, IJ.
If you're in some criminal trouble.
If I'm in jail, bail me out. You know, actually, no.
No, we don't encourage that.
We don't encourage that.
But also, good on you for coming to your realization after finishing your degree. That's really tough.
Thank you so much. I feel like a lot of it stemmed from, like, I don't like to be boxed.
Very
I like
true.
To be free like a bird.
You definitely are free spirit vibes.
Oh, thank you. I love you.
She's going to be the slave to no clock. She's no slave to no boss, no clock, no money.
No
man. Slave to the man.
No man. Slave to man. Thank you. I really appreciate that. But yeah, no, we're going to girl boss our way through life and I'm proud of us. So yeah, we'll see what this path takes us, but I feel like nothing but good vibes. Anyways, We're moving on to
sovereignty,
which is a segment on our podcast, if you don't know, where we delve into our thoughts, energy, and affirmations for the week ahead. I said it.
Yes, she got it.
It's a play on words, sovereignty, T-E-A. And like, we encourage you guys to do it. You know the drill. Take a journal, go sit in the park. I don't know. Write down your thoughts, energy, and affirmations for the week ahead. IJ traditionally goes first. So we're going to.
Traditionally? Okay.
Because it's true. I feel like it's so cute how we have our thing. Okay. But your thoughts for the week ahead, IJ.
My thoughts. Okay, recently I've been on a steam train. Is that what they are?
Yes.
Steam train vibe.
I'm just going to say yes because I know what you're talking about.
It's giving fever dream again. We don't know what it means.
We don't know what it means.
I'm on a very fast pace at the moment where, like, I plan my weeks maybe 2-3 weeks ahead and the schedule's, like, full. Between personal appointments, between uni, I just got onto, like, this law school committee thing, work, and, like, a bunch of other commitments. My schedule just fills up so fast. But I'm, like, I'm working with that. And I've actually been doing what I said I would do in sovereignty, like, ages ago, about, like, scheduling in seeing my friends.
Yeah.
So that, like, in the schedule I can see people.
Have we ever actually We should actually do check-ins. Oh, we should. Hold ourselves accountable.
Yeah, we should. I know. In, like, one sovereignty, I said I'd, like, drink more water and go to sleep. Like, did I do that?
Wait, in one...
There's a water bottle next to me, and the coffee has a bigger... Like, it's missing a lot more than the water. But I think it's just keeping that mindset. You know why, though? Because I have a date where I'm, like, flying out of Perth for holidays. So I kind of know that it comes to an end. I'm not, like, in the middle of the year feeling really... rundown. I'm like, just pump out this last, like, month and a bit of uni. Like, I've only got one class left to do, an assignment and an exam. My work's wrapping up and I've planned out every single shift. It's moving fast and I'm okay with that because I'm really organized.
Yeah.
Energy. My energy is keeping up the productive energy. I did a lot today. I sat on the phone with a government agency.
Oh, you know how they go.
Oh, I know. But I got... I will say, I'm sure a lot of blackfellas, if you go to uni, you've rung up this agency. They've upped their game because they're waiting music. They've gone from, like, really blackfella and proud songs.
Jessica Balboy!
Yes! You know what I'm talking about! You know what I'm talking about! All of the colours here.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, they've upped their game. They're doing, like, country music.
Oh, good on them.
And I'm like, okay, they understand the niche. They understand the audience.
I'm from the wedding.
It was giving that. It was a song about going back to Fitzroy. And I was like, oh. You've hit your target audience.
Is it Fitzroy Express?
It might have been. But
I love Fitzroy Express.
It was giving that and I was like, wow. Anyways, the energy is chopping down.
People know what we're talking about.
The energy is chopping down the to-do list, keeping it going so that next year is, like, starting fresh. Can I also say, I just want to, like, minimize the things that I'm doing. Do you know what I mean? I want to, like, start next year and be like, okay, I have a job. I have the podcast. I have uni. I have student committee. Then I have personal appointments and that's about it. You know, I don't want to have like 100 million commitments.
Yeah.
That, like, fill up my schedule. Like, I just want to know what I do and make room for the things that I do.
You are so smart and thinking ahead. I'm proud of you.
It's like color code your calendars, people.
It's the 20s. It's the 20s. Like, I want to actually level up, boss up mindset. I love it.
Well, yeah, I'm like middle of my degree. So if I don't have like a very energetic mindset, I'm going to
You're just
going to
feel so low by the end of it. I'm proud of you. Yeah, that's good energy. That's good energy.
My affirmation is take time to breathe.
Ooh, beautiful.
Be on the run, but enjoy where you are. Like, because I'm thinking, I'm chopping through all these, like, things that I have on, but then you kind of end up nowhere. You can't live for a holiday.
Yeah.
You need to enjoy, like, the counselling session, the shift at work, you know, the meeting up with your friend. You need to enjoy that. Otherwise, you're just, like, passing things, passing time, doing things because they're on your calendar, but you're not, like, living. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's kind of like you're just like, oh, yes, another day down. Heaps of things crossed off my calendar, but, like, did you enjoy that or is that a waste of a day?
Oh my God, I feel
that. Is that day, like, out of your head because you didn't make it meaningful when you weren't present?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's mine. Take time to breathe, be present.
I love that take time to breathe one. Mm. Always remember also, like, you can change your environments up and you can actually go outside if you want, like, if you want to go outside, stay in your house for a day if that's breathing to you.
Mm.
Don't force yourself to do things you don't want to do.
Mm.
Take a breather. I love that. Remember to breathe. Definitely. That's beautiful. Wait, Danny, do you want to do your sovereignty? I feel like we need to do that. She's our guest today.
Yeah, that's very true.
Danny, please She's do your back. Sovereignty.
I've never done a sovereignty before. Yes! I've listened to so many.
I feel like you know the drill, hey?
I do.
Danny, your thoughts for the week ahead?
Thoughts for the week ahead are similar to IJ. It is focus, power through. Is that what it is? Thoughts?
Yeah.
Have I got that around the wrong way?
No.
Hit the
thoughts, yeah.
What's the thoughts thing? Are I'm also anticipating a really busy month, so I'm just, knuckling down and focusing on what I need to do and making sure I know what I need to do so that I can be organised.
So where are you putting your energy then, if that's what's floating around in your head? Where are you targeting your energy?
My energy is in being really mindful with what I'm doing. I feel like we're on a similar wavelength. So everything that I want to do it purposefully. And I want to make sure that I'm enjoying every moment and making my time valuable and being with people that give me value. And then affirmations are... I'm not usually an affirmation person, but one thing I
will
tell myself is that nothing is forever,
good one.
That you can get through anything.
Danny's like a little like ball of sunshine.
She is. If you see her, she's like literally little, like ball of sunshine.
Danny and I always twin unintentionally.
Yeah, Jordan's.
We're
Jordan's twins today.
And then the other day we had, like, not the other day. I'm acting like I saw you the other day. One time I came into here and you and I were wearing like those black jeans with the white stitching. And then we were wearing checkered, like.
And the black platform. And the platform Converse.
I can't match because I'm not short. So I don't need platform Converse. I don't need tiny jeans.
Fair.
To be honest, she has a point, guys. It's okay. We twin unintentionally sometimes too. With our jewelry, I guess.
Oh, shut up. Go do your sovereignty.
Anyways.
Charlene is just like scraping the bottom of the barrel.
I know. I'm making it worse.
She's like, we both have black hair.
We're both sitting on chairs right now.
I can't. Okay, my thoughts for the week ahead. Guys, okay, recently, what have I been doing? Well, I've been really in I feel like I talked about this in the episode, nothing's changed. I've been in a nostalgic grind. I've been watching all my favourite old movies, my old shows. I finished uni. I have nothing to do. Boo Radley. But Twilight!
Oh, so good.
I unironically love Twilight. I feel like it's my favourite thing in the world. I feel like I talk about it all the time. People think I'm joking. I genuinely love Twilight. I think it's a piece of art. In particular, New Moon. Twilight, New Moon. I don't talk fast, but I'm talking fast today. Twilight, New Moon. Oh, my God. That is a piece of art. In year 8, I wrote a whole essay, a 3-page essay, on why the transition from, like, the blue tone in the first Twilight to the, orange tone in the next Twilight is, like, symbolic of Bella's growth. And I just think New Moon is a masterpiece. If it was in Edward's point of view, it would just be so insufferable. It would be so boring. It would have been the worst thing ever. But yeah, I love Twilight unironically.
Can you just hum the piano?
The piano? Oh, I can't. Please. I can just do it. No, you always do
a really good time. I'm never gonna ever let it go.
Me.
I texted her today. A really good time.
I was
with
so
the music
off.
Emojis.
That ruined my day. I was like, and because I heard myself say it, and I'm like, she's just.
I have a sound. I should do it on TikTok.
You're abusing
I have the
sound your power. Bite
of it.
No, you're abusing the power. And also, you're a TikToker. That occupation I pulled up, that was you. Do I have the potential to do it? Yeah, you do. You already do it. So don't make no sound bite, please. Please. Anyways, so what was I saying? Yeah, my thoughts
Twilight.
Have just been bed rotting, Twilight. Reading a lot of books. I'm currently reading The Poppy War by R.F. Kuang. R.F. Kuang is the best author in the world. She is so good. Oh my God. She's like a literary goddess. She's pro-Palestine. I love her work. She's just amazing. Go read an R.F. Kuang book. Start with, in my personal opinion, I read Yellowface first because I've never delved into her, but she's literally really good. I check her out. Amazing. Love her critique of just white supremacy in general. And I think The Poppy War is like a masterpiece as like a young... I wouldn't read it. I wouldn't have read it back then, but reading it now, I can appreciate it for what it is.
That's why she had the book podcast at 16, guys.
Oh, yeah.
She's got a lot to say.
I have a lot to say.
The change in lighting in Twilight really triggered her.
Don't make fun of me. I actually loved New Moon. I love it. I still watch it till this day. But anyway, it's the best Twilight film. The best soundtrack in it. Oh, my God. It has Bon Iver. It has Hurricane Bells.
Yes. Yeah.
Hurricane Bells. Oh, my God. That's the reason I am the way I am. It's because of the soundtrack in Twilight New Moon. Anyways, normal kids would be, like, doing other things. I would just be hyper-fixated on Twilight. Anyways, sorry. Why am I getting carried off? So, my thoughts have just been scattered and I've just been really lazy recently, so I really need to up my game because I just have not been upping my game. I've been in bed rotting. My energy would be like, I am also leaving I'm leaving the state. So I really just want, you know, to organize my life this next week. Like, I've got a lot going on.
I'm leaving the country.
You guys always giggle at me.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Keep going.
You know what? I feel so left out. You guys giggle and look at each other and I'm like, oh my God, guys. No, please. I feel so left out. But yeah. So anyways, that's my energy. I really want to like stay organized, put myself in a really good mindset, do the things that I have on my to-do list that I haven't done, like emails. I'm talking emails, phone calls. I'm talking like seeing friends before I leave. And then on, why are you so distant? What the fuck? Oh, sorry. What the hell? And then my affirmation is, be serious in life.
After this episode, be serious
in life. Actually, like, stop being the friend who gives half-hearted advice. Like, you know, the people that actually want proper advice and you're like, oh, you'll be okay. Be serious in life, Shah. Like, you've got this in the bag. Oh. So, yeah, that's my affirmation for the week ahead. Yeah,
we hope this episode was useful.
We hope so. It's just gags all the time.
It is. Advice and laughs. That's about it.
That's what it is. But thank you so much.
We will see you next episode.
Bye. Bye, guys.
You've been listening to Sovereign, a new RTRFM podcast by Sister Girls for Sister Girls, as well as any other mob and beautiful people that may relate.
I'm Charlene.
And I'm IJ.
And Sovereign would not be possible without the help and support of our team.
Big love to photographer Cole Baxter for our beautiful cover photo.
Music is Summertime Flow by Joshua Eggington, aka Fluent, and Tani Walker.
Sovereign is produced by Charlene Baloch and IJ McKenna.
Our executive producer is Danielle Raphael.
Our artwork is by my sis, Lavinia Nijalia McKenna.
This podcast was created and recorded at RTIFM on Wajak Nyungar Budja. We pay our respects to elders past and present. This land was never seen.